Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
I want to introduce you to Cynthia Spradlin, founder and CEO of Connect Coaching and Education, Inc. She's a core-focused leadership expert and creator of the Authentic Success Breakthrough Process. Cynthia helps her clients to live, work, and lead from their core and express themselves authentically through their work and their life so that they can be more engaged, productive, and profitable. They can improve their health, wealth, relationships, and even their well-being in the process. She helps clients slow down, focus, and accomplish more of what matters most, personally and professionally, so that they can achieve goals faster, with greater ease, while still being there for the ones that they love. As both a life and business leader shift coach, that's a mouthful, Cynthia works with smart business owners, executives, and highly accomplished professionals who want to grow their business, thrive at work, and also live a rich, meaningful, and intentional life. These core conscious leaders, as she calls them, know that there's a higher purpose to their life, and they work and care as much about the people they work with and serve as they do about what they achieve. These leaders know that there has to be a better way to work, a better way to live, to lead, and they are intentional about their own personal growth and development. Her passion is helping leaders and their organizations to flourish at work and at home, creating a positive ripple effect that can improve performance throughout the entire organization. So welcome, Cynthia. I am so glad that you've taken time out of your travel time to spend with us tonight.
Hi, Bonnie. I'm so pleased to be here.
Oh, and I'm excited to have you. I know that it's kind of fitting this in between things, so I truly do appreciate it. You know, Cynthia, everyone has a journey, right? Everyone's got all these life experiences that sort of bring them to who they've become today. Would you share a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to what you do today?
Sure, I'm happy to. And can I just say that definition of the holistic entrepreneur that you just shared with everyone is just beautiful. It very much describes my background and my journey, and it's just it was a beautiful way to put it. I actually spent 12 years in a corporate role, and right now I'm a professional coach, and I love what I do. I enjoyed what I did back then, and I like to say that professional coaching found me through kind of a very windy road, not dissimilar to what you described earlier. But like I said, I spent about a dozen years in a corporate role that was filled with, you know, interesting challenges and great professionals to work with and good friends and opportunities to travel, and even got a chance to move overseas and back, and by all definitions would have appeared at the time to have been, you know, anyone's dream job. And in many ways it was, but for many reasons, there was, especially towards the end of that particular segment in my career, there was a bit of a disconnect. And I found it interesting that my engagement, as you mentioned, the engagement and the energy towards the end was just kind of struggling, and I couldn't really figure out why. But I soldiered on in that role because of the challenge and the interest and the rewards that came along with all of that, until I hit what I call kind of a wall. And that wall actually led me to take a personal time out for health reasons. And it was a wake-up call for me, because even though it wasn't something that I had necessarily chosen at the time, when I finally took that break, I realized that I was able to breathe again. And that was an eye-opener for me. I became very aware of that mind-body connection and the connection between health and wellness and what you do and how you prefer to operate at your core. So that was a real lesson for me. And for many reasons, that venture was no longer a match for my values and for how I preferred to show up and how I preferred to work and to operate. And I wanted to live and to work differently. And so I ended up creating this new path for myself, and have had several different roles since. But the common theme among all of it was helping people flourish wherever they are, whether they're trying to start a new business and grow a business, or whether they're in, like you described, a corporate environment, trying to make their path and enjoy a role that is more aligned with who they are at their core. I find that when people do that, I know when I did that, things became easier and more productive and just took me off in a completely different adventure direction that has just been a beautiful journey.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's, and I say that all the time, there are some people that, you know, they can certainly be an entrepreneur yet still work for a company. And
sure,
sometimes the organization does not allow that, but sometimes it does. And then there are people who are happy just, you know, punching a clock, and they can leave work behind when they leave. And there's nothing wrong with it. That's fine too. To me, my definition of living your dream is being happy, being authentic. You know, being who you feel best as opposed to trying to be something else. So, you know, kudos to you for all of the you know, the journey that you were on, and it brings you to helping other people with something that it sounds like you struggled with at one point as well.
And who doesn't? I mean, when you've been in a career, a long-term career, or even in the beginning, sometimes you end up doing a role that you think is going to be one way, and it ends up turning out differently, and you realize there's not a fit. And sometimes the healthiest thing to do is to make a choice either to move on or potentially look for opportunities to change the role or change your position in the company to be able to find a more fulfilling role to play.
Yeah. And so now that's really what you help other people do, it sounds like.
I do. That's part of my work. I also offer opportunities for teams to come together and understand each other better and to work more effectively together, and for their leaders to understand better the team that they're putting together and the team that they are leading, so that everyone can just work better together.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's that old, the saying about there's no I in team, you know, that it is truly a team. You have to work together, whether it's two people or 500 people, you know, really you're a team.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure that there were, it sounds like you had a few different, you know, things that you did along the way. And I'm sure that you had a bunch of challenges. I mean, we all do. If you're in business for yourself, there are probably more challenges because you have to do everything. There's not somebody, another department that you can sort of send it off to. So,
sure.
But I want to hear from you about your biggest challenge. I mean, you know, focusing your niche, how, you know, whatever it was, finding people, having people find you, the technology stuff, time management. I mean, you came from a corporate world, so your challenges might be slightly different from those people who didn't come from a corporate world. So what do you think it is for you, or was for you?
You know, I don't think I am that much different from anyone else trying to build a business. Mm-hmm. I would actually say the things that you listed, Bonnie, are all very important to figuring out how to build, first of all, how to create, how to craft, and then how to build and how to grow a business. And they all come at the entrepreneur. And I would say if I had one thing I would say was my biggest challenge, and continues to be a challenge that I naturally deal with, and I think any entrepreneur would, is staying in my wheelhouse a little too long. And what I mean by that is I tend to be, I like new ideas and new things and creating and connecting and figuring out what, you know, for example, the question that's going to send my client in the direction that's going to, you know, help her or him meet his goals that much faster, or that's going to open up that vision. I love that creative aspect of what I do. And I found that especially once I finished with the coach training and had the direction and all of that, I tended to stay in my wheelhouse of that creation and innovation. And there's so many ideas out there and so many people offering, you know, this program and that program. And I love the learning. And so that is my biggest challenge. Now, that's who I am as an innovator. If you're spending all of your time as an entrepreneur on the creation and the ideas, but you don't actually get into motion for actually building the business and taking actions that will bring in the income, just as an example, you're in your wheelhouse too long, so to speak. It can be a real problem. And the reverse is also true. If someone is highly focused on that activity of building the business, but they don't think through the structure and how, you know, what their vision of the company is going to be or what this is going to look like, then they can run into problems down the road that actually causes them to have to, you know, say full stop and to rethink things and redo things. Maybe they're not built to scale, for example. So I kind of come at it from both aspects of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it's, so I maybe struggle with trying to do too much, you know, like there's so many little things mm-hmm. that I know. It's like, I want to like do everything. Mm-hmm. And it's been really mm-hmm. hard for me to focus more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, it's, you know, it's either one or the other. You know, you try to do everything or you like get comfortable in one little spot and then you don't go other places. I think it can be a sort of a double-edged sword.
It is exactly that. And you hit the nail right on the head there. In fact, I was going to say if staying in my wheelhouse was my biggest challenge initially, the second challenge I would say, and so many of the entrepreneurs, especially, I don't want to generalize, but I will say especially women, because we do get used to kind of doing it all and thinking we can do it all, is the doing it all and the thinking that we can't delegate this or we shouldn't delegate that or we have to be the ones to do it. And that's just not the case. And then I would say the third issue that kind of gets created by the second challenge is when you do decide to delegate and you start building your team around you, you have a tendency, I think we all do, I say you, but we all have this tendency to kind of build a team that is similar to us. Mm. And we don't necessarily have the clarity or the tools to identify a balanced team, for example, so that we can have different approaches brought to the table and different strengths when we actually build the team and the work has to be done. So those are the three things I would say are pretty key.
Yeah. Oh, that is so true. You know, thinking about building a team of people around you, it's, yeah, you choose or you think about people who are like you, but really it's good to have that, the difference. I'm in a group that I'm paired up with an accountability partner. We have absolutely mm-hmm. nothing in common at all. Totally opposite ends of the spectrum. And you know, that's really good because otherwise we'd be too much like each other. So I think that's really a good point, Cynthia.
It's so fun when you work with people at this level of their core work, understanding who they are at their core and getting great clarity around that. And then being able to identify, for example, where those Achilles heels, I don't like to call them weaknesses, because weaknesses are what? They tend to be what? Strengths overdone, right? Sometimes, mm-hmm. a lot of times. Yeah. So, getting clarity around that and then getting clarity about what those Achilles heels are and creating awareness around that. And then most importantly, tying appropriate action that also helps you build your business, actually helps you build your business to go along with that. It's a beautiful combination.
Yeah. So where did you know, is a lot of what you do from experience or from education or a combination? I would imagine probably a combination of both, but where do you gain those strengths from to be able to help other people in this way?
You know, I bring my whole experience and who I am as a person completely to the table when I work with a client. Mm-hmm. I have my background in the corporate world, working with all levels of management and cross interdepartmentally with teams and all of the fun that is involved with that. And I also have the experience since building my business from home, working as a solopreneur and growing a business and working with individuals, mostly a lot of home-based entrepreneurs. That's how I began my coaching career, working with a lot of folks trying to build their business from home. And also, I've subsequently to that, am a professionally trained and certified coach. I do have a professional credential with the ICF, which is, for those who aren't familiar with it, an international credentialing body for professional coaches. So I bring it all, and my background in business and master's degree and all of that. So
So you're the whole package.
I like to do isn't everyone?
Yeah,
Anyone who comes to the table is the whole package of who they are. We bring our experiences completely to what we do and how we approach things and people.
Now I'd like to hear about some of the lessons, the ahas, the learnings that you've had along the way, Cynthia. Can you share some of that with our listeners tonight?
Sure, I'm very happy to. I would say the first lesson I learned, well, I just have to smile because it's a lesson we learn over and over again, I think, is that it's okay not to have all the answers sometimes, and that there's a place of or a space in which you can discover things that you never knew could be possible if you allow yourself to be in that place of the not knowing and just kind of open to possibility, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that it's okay not to know sometimes. Mm. I think in our culture, we are encouraged to, I don't want to use the term fake it till you make it or pretend you know more than you do or present this persona. And really, if you get to the core of it, you know, it's okay not to know, because if you're a good leader, right, you're going to figure it out. Or if you can't figure it out, you build a team that has the strengths where you don't, and they can help you figure it out, and you can figure it out together, right?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of that perfectionism thing. You know, you can't be wrong. Mm. You have to know everything. And there's a quote that I like. It's perfectionism is a character defect. And I kind of believe that, because I don't think we're meant to be that way.
Sure. And, you know, that brings me to another, as I was thinking about, like, what do I want to really share? Getting back to that perfectionism, accomplishment and achievement, I think it's fantastic. I mean, I like to say, even myself, I consider myself a recovering high achiever, or a recovering, I don't know how you describe it, type A achiever, along those lines. And accomplishment and achievement is fantastic. It's wonderful to be productive. It's fantastic to set a goal and to take the steps and to reach it. It is just a wonderful feeling when that happens. More important, I think, is to know why you're doing what you're doing, and to have that sense of what really matters, the work that you're doing. Does the work that you're doing really matter? And who does it matter to? Does it matter to you? Does it matter to the people that you're serving? And how? And it's just a beautiful getting at the core of why we're doing what we're doing. I'm not saying there's anything, you know, please don't take this as, you know, stop achieving, stop setting goals, and that, you know, that's not the message here. But really understand who you are at your core and why, what's important to you, and what legacy do you want to leave in the process?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's such a big thing. I mean, and I don't know if a lot of people think about this, but I think about this is, how do I want people to remember me when I'm not here anymore? You know, what kind of legacy do I want to leave? You know, it's a huge thing, and it doesn't have to be because you do huge things. It can be, you can make the best cherry pie in the whole world, and that's how people are going to remember you. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. That's great. But there has to be, I think for everybody needs something, you know, that they can leave behind.
And the meaning in the work. You know, when you choose to do a job, whether it's building a business that you're creating from scratch or purchasing and building, or whether you're working for a company in whatever role or capacity, what meaning can you find in the work that you do, and what meaning can you create for yourself and for others through the work that you do?
Yeah. Now, Cynthia, do you work much with, you know, big organizations where you're working maybe with the people who work for larger organizations and how they relate to that because it's not sort of their own business type of thing? And I'm just curious.
Yeah, I know. Most of my work, at least to date, has been with individuals and business owners and the leaders.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say no to an opportunity to do that kind of a work. That is, the influence there is incredible.
Yeah.
And I applaud the organizations that are inviting people in to do that kind of work.
Yeah. Cynthia, I'd love to hear from you about, you know, what advice you'd have for others, maybe a golden nugget you'd like to pass on. If you want people to leave tonight's show remembering only one thing, what do you think that should be?
Oh, wow. There's so many to choose from, Bonnie. If I were to pick one thing, I would say that core focus really matters. And that's where a great change begins. Any real change that you're trying to make, whether it's taking your business to the next level, up-leveling your game in terms of business development or the service that you provide to your customers or your clients, doing it in a way that authentically expresses who you are, just makes the whole process just so much easier. Also, in a kind of along those lines, when you understand who you are truly at your core and why you're doing what you're doing, when it comes to building the team around you, you're able to balance that team more effectively and essentially, as a result, raise the entire performance bar for the entire organization up when you do that. When people are put in roles that are not, I don't want to say just, whether they can do the role or not, they may have complete capability to do the role or a background to do the role, or they may have done it for 5 years or 10 years. But if the role isn't a fit for how they prefer to operate and how they prefer to show up, a couple of things are going to happen. You're going to have a disconnect or low engagement. The job is not going to get done the way it needs to get done. Or they're going to attempt to recraft the job in a way that suits them better. Either way, it's not a great win-win when that happens. But if an organization and if individuals can truly connect to who they are at their core and really have a clear understanding of how they prefer to operate and what's effective for them and also their Achilles heels, then they can be more effective at whatever it is that they choose to do. And they can also choose ventures that match their values and give themselves that much greater opportunity for success.
Yeah, so really being true to themselves, being their authentic selves is, I mean, that's the core focus. I mean, use different terms, but it's kind of the same thing. And that's, it sounds like that's a lot of what you help people, how you help people start to, first you have to start here. This is the core. This is who you are. And then we go from there.
Sure. And it's amazing the conversations that occur. I have this incredible, it's a really unique assessment that I use when I start with my clients, and it gives a lot of clarity and creates a lot of discussion and opportunities for growth and discussion on that subject. And it is amazing the feedback that I get. Once people see the results from the report that gets generated and we have a chance to talk about it, the things that they're struggling with in their business or in life, in relationships, maybe in their finances, I mean, you pick it. Typically, it relates to, believe it or not, some disconnect that they've had with how they should or could be operating in a more authentic way. So it just creates an incredible opportunity for both learning and discovery, and also for, this is important for business owners, for improving the actual results to your bottom line. It's amazing how that you translate. I know the first seems like it may sound a little woo-woo possibly at first, may be a little bit more on the soft skill side, but it's amazing the impact that can have on the actual numbers in the bottom line in terms of the business performance. Incredible.
Yeah. Well, and you know, for me, I mean, I can tell when people aren't being their authentic selves, and you know, it's sort of like a mask that they wear or whatever, and that doesn't always come across real well. So I would imagine that very accurately relates to the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it relates to everything from working with a team inside the company to serving customers and clients and how you show up and everything.
Mm. So now I know I can just tell already for all the listeners out there, they're going to want more information from you. They're going to want more of you, Cynthia. So what's the best way for people to connect with you?
I have a website, corefocuscoach.com, and there's a lot of information there about myself and my programs. And if I have a special free, absolutely free gift for your listeners, if they would like to have a peek at that assessment that I mentioned and just get a little bit of initial feedback, when they go on my website, there is a button there that says Learn More. All they have to do is press it. They'll see a very short video that explains a little bit about it, and they can take the assessment completely free. And that's my gift for your readers, with your permission,
you.
Of course, Bonnie.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Cynthia. That's awesome. You know, I think it's so much about, you know, it depends on what your belief system is, but for people who believe we only have one life here on this earth, and some people think we have more, which I know I do, but we're not going there tonight. But for people who think that, okay, this is the one chance I've got, to me, in my mind, it's, you got to make it the best it can be, you know, be happy, be your authentic self, just everything will work then, as opposed to trying to, you know, struggle and, you know, try things. And there, like you said, that there's a disconnect. Do you find that people are sort of on that kind of weird path, but don't really realize that it's a disconnect until maybe you work with them? Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. And I would also say that, you know, there's a saying, oh, it's just your comfort zone. Push through that comfort zone, you know, go for it. And I like to ask the question, that's all well and good, and I love stretching and inviting people to stretch beyond that comfort zone, but ask the question, at least give yourself the opportunity, ask the question, is it comfort zone or is it core talking? And if it is comfort zone, go for it. But if it's core talking, well, maybe there needs to be a different discussion.
Yeah. Oh, this has been it's been a fabulous discussion with you tonight. I so appreciate you taking the time to share your wisdom with all of our listeners. Thank you so much for spending time with us tonight. And
Bonnie, I so appreciate the opportunity to be here, and the work that you're doing is absolutely beautiful. I wish you well on this journey. It's a beautiful thing to both listen to, and the service you provide is just, it's beautiful.
Oh, great. Well, thank you.
You can find The Holistic Entrepreneur on several other internet radio stations 24/7. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find them is to go to my website, BonnieGressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur. All the links are there for you so that you don't have to go searching. The Holistic Entrepreneur can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, SpeakUp Talk Radio, and Stitcher, as well as my YouTube channel, The Holistic Entrepreneur. On my website, you can also access the guest gift page, as well as several of the shows that are already uploaded for you there. I would love to know what you think, so please rate, review, and share. Until next time, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.